This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. The road to WrestleMania has to stop at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night. Some tickets are still available on Ticketmaster. And, of course, WrestleMania coming up April 2nd and 3rd in Dallas. And we'll be streaming live around the world on Peacock. It will feature, among many things, a title versus title, winner-take-all match between the Universal Champion Roman Reigns and this man, the WWE Champion, Brock Lesnar. And Brock, we can't thank you enough for coming in. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Now, you have a big match tomorrow at the Garden. I'm wondering, you've been in this a long time. Do you still get nervous? Do you have to go to bed early tonight? I mean, what's your preparation for this?
Yeah, I'm going to eat some Cheerios tonight, gallon of milk, and a stick of butter.
Ah, nice.
Is that your usual? No, what will you do for dinner tonight, Brock? Because you don't come to New York that often. What does Brock Lesnar do on a night in New York?
I'm gonna go have a steak. That's what I'm going
to
do.
I was going to say, I'd imagine a steak. Yeah. Do you have one steak? Well, you don't want to tell people where you're going, but do you have one place you like to go, or you get a recommendation and just
do
it?
I do, yeah.
You got your spot.
Yeah.
By the way, I want you to know, I just ordered, did not come yet. But I ordered my Bearded Butcher Brock Lesnar blend spice.
I got some in the car.
Oh, really? That's okay.
Go get some for me, brother. Thanks, man.
But I'm interested, Brock, though, as a guy that grew up in the Midwest, lives up in Saskatchewan, does Madison Square Garden resonate with you?
I like coming to the city. I do, like, you know, once a year.
Yeah.
No, but I do. I enjoy it. I hope things are just get normalcy, right?
Yeah, I think it'll feel pretty normal tomorrow.
Yeah, it's been a crappy couple years. I think people are just ready to be alive, right? Yeah. I'm ready to be at the Garden. It's exciting for me.
You don't know who you're facing.
I don't know who I'm fighting yet. Like, my opponent, Bobby Lashley, got injured, and so we're just, I got a hunch maybe that Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman are going to show up.
Well,
big rivals.
I was going to say, do you have any concerns about Paul setting a trap here?
I'm going to have some eyeballs in the back of my head tomorrow. Okay. That's for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Brock, does it bother you? Does it hurt you? Are your feelings hurt that, you know, Paul was such a big part of you for a long time, and now he's on the other side?
Yeah, it does. It does. Like, when we first started talking about all this and how I was going to come back to the company, and so it was just kind of weird not having Paul and, like, finding out, well, you know, I can do this. Like, I got enough confidence now, and let me be who I want to be. My character is just me, you know?
Well, now, I got to tell you, Brock, I want to get to how you met Paul, because I think you guys have a fascinating history and relationship. But I got to say, I recently said this on my podcast. It's 2022, and the best man on the mic in the wrestling business is Brock Lesnar.
Thank you.
Listen, I am telling you, you are one of the most entertaining parts of TV, and I'll also be honest, I never expected it. Did you expect to be this good at being on the mic?
Not a clue. Like, I still, like, I'm out there, and I'll be going through all these things before my music hits, and I honestly, God, don't know what I'm gonna say. I just go out there. I know I got bullet points, and I'm just being me. And that's at this point in my career, like, I can just be. I don't have that. I don't want to screw up, because I really don't care if I screw up, because this is me. People screw up, and I'm just gonna go out there and be me and do my thing.
But doing that, do you look at it as a necessary evil, or do you actually enjoy doing it?
I enjoy it. I'm having a lot of fun. I had fun. I have a passion for this business. I believe that I was born in the wrong century. Like, I should have been, like, I'm a gladiator or a Viking or something. Like, because I'll wake up and be like, where am I? You know, like, I'm enjoying this a lot.
Now, you actually, Brock, people must know, fans of wrestling do, that you were a Viking. You were a Minnesota Viking. You left wrestling to try your hand at professional football. How much do you love football? And you did play, I believe, in exhibition games. You did make the regular season. What did that mean to you to get that far?
It meant a lot. I mean, for a country kid out of South Dakota, could have, you know, my path to nowhere could have happened very easily. I could have just, you know, but I had a passion for just being. I knew that I had bigger things. You know, I used to dream when I was a kid, like, I just want to get out of this town. I want to get out. I was feeling like something was pulling me out. Like I needed, I was bigger than something else, you know, and I feel very fortunate.
Were you physically bigger? Like, when did it start setting in that you're, from an athlete standpoint, you were more than just a kid who was going to do some high school athletics?
I think the work ethic. No, I was a skinny, gangly kid. Graduated high school. I was 6'1", 197.
Wow.
And a late bloomer kid, but just about when I was 13, 14, pounding the weights and wanting to just be get big. So, no, I was a late bloomer. And being a Viking, that was great. I played football in high school, and then who gets a chance to play in the NFL on the preseason? I mean, that's crazy.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You were 25 when you tried out. Do you think if you did it earlier, committed more to it earlier, that you could have made it?
I think so, but I figured out one thing very quickly in the NFL, that I was out of my league. Like, I was out of the league. Like,
too fast?
No, I mean, to be able to learn the game and play and have a feel, it had been like taking some of them football players and stepping on the wrestling mat with me.
Right.
I'd have made them look stupid. Like, and they made, there was days I felt like a really stupid.
Because there's so much to learn. There's so much to know in football.
A lot.
Like there is in this business, though. And this business is a little bit different, right? You can't be sort of trained for it. You can, but there's certain things you just have to learn from experience. In those early years in WWE, when you were becoming the next big thing, who were some of the people who really pulled you aside and said, hey, kid, you got talent, but here's what you need to do?
A lot of people did for me. I think, I don't know, I always had this, I don't know what it was, always an approachable personality, like just for the willingness to wanting to learn. I never was scared to go ask a stupid question. And I never, you know what I mean? I just never did. I didn't care if I got the answer no. I just didn't care. I want to know. Will you watch my match? Yeah. Or will, you know, tell me how I can do this different. If they told me to screw off, so be it. Like, but I've always been coachable. Always. I didn't get this way by, you know, just paving my own path. Like, I was always eyes wide open, ears wide open. And if my mouth was open, it was asking who, what, why, when, where. You know, like, that was it.
And your original, I mean, when you go back and watch the beginning, when you first got there in the early 2000s, you really worked with everybody. I mean, you have been a star since the very beginning. You had stories with Hulk Hogan. You had stories with The Undertaker. Of course, with The Rock, the big match at SummerSlam. And then your first, we're coming to WrestleMania, okay, April 2nd, April 3rd, and again, Brock Lesnar's here, and he will be at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night, a few tickets left to Ticketmaster, but we're a month out from WrestleMania. I've never heard you talk about your first WrestleMania, Kurt Angle, and Michael, let me just explain to Michael and Don, who won't know, at the end of that match at WrestleMania in Seattle in front of like 70,000 people, Brock attempted a shooting star, which is a move off the top rope where you jump in the air and do a complete, like, inverted flip to land on top of the person. And, of course, Brock is an absolute giant, so when he did it, the whole world collectively held their breath, and then he essentially landed on his head. And it was pretty terrifying. What was that experience like, and how did you finish that match?
Well, that was foolish on my behalf, and, like, you get people, producers and people from higher up in the company that they always want this WrestleMania moment, and this would be, you know, fantastic. And so I practiced it the night before. I was doing it in Ohio Valley Wrestling when I was being trained in it. So I'm a 310-pound man, 6'3", doing a front backflip off the top rope and landing on my opponent and winning matches. Like, and so Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, bless his soul here, yep. But he said, you don't need to do that, you know, stop doing that. And thankfully, I didn't break my neck or anything like that, but I shouldn't have done that move. I finished a move, I had a concussion, or I finished a match, I had a concussion. But thankfully, I didn't. That was the worst of it.
Were you completely out of it? Because you had to hit another F5. You know, Kurt comes and picks
Kurt
you up.
Yeah, Kurt helped me through. Kurt was talking to me, saying, hey, you know, but Kurt should have just rolled me over and pinned me. He should have just said, hey, that's
you know what?
That's enough, kid.
That's my title.
Yep. And just went off script.
Now, obviously, the WrestleMania, the big thing is going to be you against Reigns, but you might not make that match if you lose tomorrow. So is there pressure on you tomorrow?
Oh, I'm winning tomorrow. There's no
no doubt.
I got this close to this. They could put the whole entire army in front of me tomorrow, and I'm winning tomorrow. Like, but that's just the bottom line. We got to go out there and do what we got to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a different kind of energy. I say this, Brock. I don't know I can't remember the last time I was probably there when you did a house show, a non-televised at the Garden. But there's a different energy about the non-televised shows at the Garden. They're special.
Absolutely. And like I said, I'm excited to be in New York. I'm excited to be at the Garden. It's a big thing for the company and big thing for Vince McMahon. This is where it all started for him and his dad. And so this is just great. I love seeing the world coming alive again because I'm glad. I'm hopefully like we're past.
I'd really love to be on the other side of this and have a full capacity WrestleMania. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Now, do you know, Brock, that you're sitting in a studio with the former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg? Did you realize that?
No.
Yeah.
I once hit R-Truth with, what's an appropriate way to say
a
the
microphone?
Move? No.
Right in the groin.
No. It was one of these and got a quick cover there. Listen,
attaboy.
The thing, we're both champions, Michael. That's the thing about me and Brock Lesnar.
That's why we're in here together.
That's why we're together.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you, Michael Gadd!
Now, shouts to R-Truth, who's a fantastic guy. Now, is there anyone left for you that you like really haven't gotten to tell a story with? Because I mean, it's been everyone, man. You and Cena have done amazing things together. You've really, you know, you and Randy have done great things. You've worked with pretty much everyone. Is there anyone out there that you still get excited about the prospect of working with?
I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but like I'm excited for this match. Anything that I think what's special about what we're in right now is that people can feel the passion. You know, getting back to Paul and Paul Heyman and Roman.
Yep.
But I haven't. I'm not there yet. I haven't. I don't sit at home and like because I'm deeply invested into in
this Roman thing.
Yeah, what's in front of me and like I said, tomorrow this is gonna be a surprise for me. Maybe Bobby shows up tomorrow. I don't know. Or I don't know what's going to happen. Or maybe Roman and Paul show up. I don't know.
Now, how much would it mean to you, though? Because this is being billed as the biggest match in WrestleMania history. Title versus title, winner takes all. How much would it mean? At Jerry World, in Dallas, nearly 100,000 people, especially after this run where, Brock, I think the crowd has... Crowd's always been fascinated by you, but I think the crowd loves you more than ever. How much would it mean to get to hold up both titles in front of 80,000, 90,000?
To unify that, to be able to do that. I mean, that's what's at stake here for me. Like to throw it into Heyman's face and to and Roman. You know, these guys they've been really getting under my skin.
They've done terrible things to you. Yeah. Sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
I'm just curious about the Paul Heyman connection. You're from South Dakota. He's from Scarsdale. How did that happen?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm German. He's Jewish. Yeah. Like, what the?
How did that friendship start?
It just started. You know, I got called up on the road from Ohio Valley Wrestling. I was a prospect in developmental down there, and they brought me up to live events and I think Paul was part. You know, on something to do with the creative team. And Paul just seen me sitting, taking it all in the stands one day and came up and introduced himself. And we just sat down and had a connection.
And I think this is something that has to be said because I think it's one of the coolest things about your story. And correct me if I'm wrong or if I'm speaking out of school. But Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar, the on-camera connection, is very similar to the full-time life connection, no?
Yeah, I mean, he's a dear friend. I mean, in real life, you know, a backstabbing friend right now.
We know them all.
Yeah, I think we all have somebody like that. But I mean, yeah, it's developed, and right. I don't know.
I've got questions that I'm really curious about off the wall. You're a massive dude. Is there anything in life that you're afraid of?
No, I'm Nothing. Not even afraid of dying.
Really?
No.
Please, I am.
Wow.
Tell me why you're not
talk
afraid.
Talk to Michael.
I'm deathly afraid
he,
of dying.
He fears it constantly.
Why?
Because there's nothing on it. There probably is nothing there after that.
Well, great.
No, it's not great. You don't exist anymore.
I mean, I've lived a complete life. I'm not scared to die. You know, I would be disappointed for my children, but no, not even death.
Intimidated? Have you ever been intimidated by a person?
Never.
Like, do you realize how nuts that is, though, Brock? As you don't know what it's like to see another man that makes you go, oh, this guy is not someone I want a problem with.
I just don't. Like, I've never, I mean.
87 Tyson.
Maybe when I was younger, like, younger, maybe, like a kid, but, you know, the senior in high school, maybe.
Right.
Not as a grown man, no.
Never. Wow.
Now, I know that you're quite the carnivore and that we have that in common.
I'll take it back. Like, last fall, like, I did get a little spooked by a bull moose.
Wait, what happened? Hold on.
I got charged a little bit in the bush and by a bull moose.
And what did you do?
Well, for a second, I got a little flustered. I got a little flustered, but then I contained myself and I shot him.
Did you eat him?
Yes.
Delicious?
The moose meat's the best.
That's
right. Yeah. So you're a carnivore, like I am, yep. But I have to take pills for high cholesterol. Do you have high cholesterol?
I don't.
Oh, my goodness. You got the best of both worlds.
Yeah. I got a clean bill of health and knock on wood.
Yep.
And, yeah, no, I had to go through diverticulitis, quite a few years back, and then just up my fiber intake. So now, you know, for every pound of meat, I got to eat 2 pounds of rabbit food.
So what's a day? What's a Brock normal day back in Saskatchewan? What's a regular day of eating for you like?
Well, eggs, bacon, and taters in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Yep,
literally
coffee.
Yep.
That's my start of the day. And then for lunch, it's a moose burger. Yesterday, it was a jalapeno cheddar pork burger.
Ooh.
For dinner was a prime rib out of my smoker that from a beef that I butchered.
God, this man is living life.
Yeah.
This is life you're living right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's just, and then, you know, I got to get my salad in there.
And so then you have the salad.
I eat my salad.
And how much working out do you do during the course of a regular day?
I hit a couple hours a day.
Yep. Cardio too?
Everything, yeah. Yep, everything. It's some days, I've had the same trainer for 16 years too. So he knows my body, and he sends me my workouts via email, and I just pound them out.
Do you follow any other sports, Brock, that you're a fan of?
I'm not a huge TV guy. Okay. I never have been. I honestly don't. I tuned into the Super Bowl, didn't catch the halftime show.
You missed Snoop and Dre.
I know, and but I did go back and watch it on YouTube. But I don't watch the UFC.
Even when you were competing?
Even when I was competing, I'd go back and watch some of my film, but I never sat down and I can't honestly say maybe I've only rented a half a dozen pay-per-views.
Wow.
All
time.
Have you ever watched Seinfeld or any legendary shows?
Yeah, Seinfeld. Catch a little bit of the Friends once in a while.
There you go. Who's your favorite friend?
Is it Monica?
There you go. Well, we have our best quotable from this interview. That you're a Monica guy. I never knew you were a Monica guy. So what do you do on an average Saturday night? Like when the night ends and you're done eating your delicious prime rib, what do you do?
I'm a music guy.
So what are you listening to?
I sit in my bar with my trophy room with all my animals that I've acquired over the years. Light a fire, I get a big fire going, and then we just jam the music.
What kind of music?
All kinds of music.
All genres. Rock, hip hop.
Anything, yeah. Anything that gets my toe tapping. Yep. And the shoulders rocking.
Do your kids like wrestling? Do they enjoy when you're wrestling?
They don't watch me.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, yeah. I just don't bring my work home.
Wow. You're just dad.
I'm just dad. Yeah. I'm just Farmer Brock and Butcher Brock. On a Saturday, when I get home after the garden tomorrow night, we're gonna butcher a cow.
That's exactly what I was gonna do tomorrow night when I get home.
And my kids, they're my deboning machines. they're my little workers. Like okay. I give them sharp knives. They're 11 and 12, and just go.
And they know
down.
What to do. And they
And then I'll do some snowmobiling, some ice fishing.
And you're a kill what you eat guy, though. The meat that you eat is the meat that you kill. Correct?
Yes, sir.
And that's pretty admirable.
Brock, do you ever think about how long you want to do this?
I know, because when I was younger, I thought, I want to retire when I'm 40. And I actually retired when COVID hit and my contract was up in 2020, I think. So full circle Brock Lesnar story started. I had my first pro wrestling match in Hamel, Minnesota, in a garage in front of no people. And 20 years later, am the WWE heavyweight champion of the world, have my wrestling match in a warehouse in front of no people.
Wow.
So 20 years, full cycle, full revolution. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm out. My contract was up. And then
what happened? So what changed your mind?
Cha-ching.
That changes a lot of minds, bro.
Yeah, right? So yep. Then I my whole life I've been wearing a flat top, crew cut, grew my beard out. I had one beard when I fought in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
And but I said, I'm just going to let it all go. And then last summer before any of this evolved, it was so hot. I'm like, I'm going to cut my hair. So my kids cut my hair. And then they were like, oh, we're going to give you a mohawk. And then they go, I bet you won't wear a ponytail. And I was like, I'm not going to lose a bet to my kid. So I wore this look that I got, and it wasn't like a mastermind of nothing. It was a joke.
Right.
Here I am.
And now it fits with this character.
Brock Lesnar, the big-ass joke.
Yeah. Well, by the way, you did it a few years ago. The first time you acted goofy on TV was when you held up the briefcase and started treating it like a boombox.
Yeah.
And that's like a gift now people love on Twitter. So I could see then that you like to have fun, but I guess I'm just so impressed and taken aback by how comfortable you are on the mic. Like the first time you announced yourself without Paul and you took the mic and you introduced yourself the way Paul normally did, I went, oh my God, he doesn't need Paul. Like he's taken the ball and he can now run on his own.
Yeah, that kind of just unfolded right there too.
Like really?
Yeah, I'm not a good like get my verbiage kind of guy and memorize it. So I'm just a bullet point performer.
Do you think that people sometimes, I'm curious, I can only tell you about my experience. Do you think people are intimidated to come up and tell you when they need something from you?
Oh, probably.
You know, like if you're a PA at WWE and you're supposed to ask Brock to do something, I imagine that's a scary thing for people to do. They don't think that you would respond the way that you seem to be in real life.
Bob, probably so. Probably so. But I'm a good time Charlie kind of guy, you know, but like there was an old saying, and we had this guy, I can't even put a name to the face, but he says, you treat me right, I treat you right. And that's just kind of how I've been, you know? I treat you right.
I got to tell you, Brock, it's been such a pleasure having you in, and thank you for spending so much time with you. I know there's so many people who are looking forward to this, and you've been great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
And before we say goodbye, can I get that seasoning? Let's take a look here at the Bearded Butcher. This is the Brock Lesnar blend. What is this made of, Brock? This spicy guy.
Man, we got all kinds of goodies in there, you know. But it's a salt based seasoning, and this is a blend that I really wanted it to just go on everything, you know. And I put it on my potatoes, my eggs.
Oh, so you can really use this thing on anything?
On anything, I do, and I appreciate you plugging it. I didn't even bring that along.
You know what?
You know, I appreciate that.
I know you're passionate about it, and
it's a passion. Yeah, I'm a butcher and fool. I love. Getting into my butcher shop and just like being at peace.
Can you use this on brisket?
Absolutely, it goes on everything. But I actually enjoy it, and I'll tell you the most I enjoy it on is chicken.
Okay.
Yep. And I'm a steak guy, but I mean I think it really complements chicken really well.
Well, I'm gonna bring this home to my girlfriend. She's gonna be excited to use this. And Brock, tomorrow night, Madison Square Garden, he does not know who he is facing, but he will be defending that WWE Championship and hoping to avoid a roadblock on the road to WrestleMania. Brock, it's been a pleasure, man.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Brock.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.